Morning, everybody. Really nice to be here. I really don't have anything to say. I thought about it this morning, but I guess one thing I thought it's important to remember is that when we go through hard things, it helps remind us of what's good and what we need to aspire to. Because sometimes we fail. Sometimes we don't do quite like we thought we ought to, which is it's good because then we can do better next time. It's like getting along and working together, like at work or at home, you know, in a marriage or with your siblings. I'm just saying in any circumstance where you're working together, sometimes you don't get along, you know. It's hard to get along, but those are tests of our faith in God, and how God wants us to be is, it's in our hearts and our consciences. He wants us to be merciful to one another. He wants us to love one another and forgive one another. And another thing I was thinking about this morning is how, like it says in James, be doers of the word and not only hearers. So that just means do what you know to do. Don't make a big deal out of it. Just live it out each day, and it's a beautiful thing. If you fail, like I said earlier, it's a good thing. Sometimes I think God allows us to fail because to show us to humble us, you know, and to show us what's right, show us how to rise above, and then it's our choice next time to do it better. But Jesus also said, he that builds his house on the rock, his house will stand in the storm. And he said in that passage, those who hear his words and do them, they will be like that man that builds his house on the rock. So it's a lifelong project, and I can see in my life how when I don't go the right way, when I hold a grudge or I think I can manipulate somebody else or change them, or, you know, we've got to let each other be, and we have to be ourselves. We can't judge another brother, we can't. But what I'm saying is, it's evident in my life, when I go down that road, I can't survive. Like, it's not a road to go. Because you're looking down on other people, and you can't work on yourself when you're worried about somebody else. You know. So I guess that's what Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, it will be meted to you. And, you know, if we're not merciful to others, then God can't forgive us. He can't help us. So anyway, it's a journey of humbling and becoming more and more a part of the body and learning to get along. So I just challenge everyone to think about that. And if you fail, just get back up, and we're all in this together. So I guess that's all I have to say. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for all your blessings, and we thank you, God, that you've called us, and thank you for just for the aspiration that we have to love one another more and more, to be an example to the world, and to be redeemed, and just pray that you'd help us to walk in love. And Lord, bless the message today and help us to have ears to hear it. And then help us to put those things into action, Lord. And we pray for all those who are sick, and just especially that you would help them to have peace and hope in their hearts, and just help us all to have the same hope and go through trials We ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.